Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within, and overall leveling up your life. Controversial title today. Wow. I'm so clickbaity. But no, we are going to be answering that question as well as seven other questions today. That's eight questions. If you're new here, my name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur, husband and father of five, and I teach men all over the world how to level up every aspect of their lives. And I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear. So if you're not into that, definitely don't subscribe to this podcast. But hey, if you are, stick around, subscribe. Tons of valuable information here that I want to get into your hands to help you, as I said, level up every aspect of your life. But yeah, today we're going to be answering some questions, and these questions come straight from Google. These are things that people search all the time on Google, common questions that men have. And last time I did this, you guys loved it so much that I decided to do it again. I hope you're well wherever you are. I hope that you're killing it. I hope that you're crushing your dreams, and it's so good to have you here today for this episode. So how have I been? Yesterday, I had a really bad day, to be honest with you. But hey, we all have bad days, and today is a new day, and I'm here with you. We're all in this together. Right. To my regular listeners, I apologize that this episode is late this week. Usually I post earlier in the week, but we had some crazy weather come through. It was really super loud. It was hard to record and the internet went out a bunch. I just didn't see getting the episode filmed, edited, and posted in the time frame that I would have liked it to happen in. So I apologize for that, but we're back. And I think I mention this pretty much every time, but this podcast is growing super fast on the audio podcasting platforms like Apple, Spotify, stuff like that. Like the numbers are multiplying. So I just wanted to thank you guys so much for sticking around, absorbing this content, listening to me ramble on about these things, because it's super awesome to see this thing grow. I didn't know that it would grow so fast. And I'm just glad that I'm helping people all over the world now with these inspiring messages and all of the advice that I give. And huge shout out to all the guys who are sending me messages of thanks, telling me how I impacted your lives and stuff like that. I know that it takes a lot to reach out or to send an email or a DM or something like that. I really appreciate you guys reaching out, because it helps me to be inspired to keep doing this, to keep pressing forward, to keep making episodes, because I'm here to help you. So once I know that I'm actually helping you, once I know that I'm actually helping people, it inspires me to go even harder with this thing. So I really, really appreciate you guys reaching out. And I'm so glad that I was able to help you in your life. And with that being said, let's dive into these eight questions of the day. It's going to be fun, dude. Let's get right into it without further ado. You know what I'm saying? Question one, should a man pay for everything in a relationship? To me, this comes down to the question, should a man be a provider? Should a man pay for everything in a relationship? Probably. So it's kind of a yes and no here. So should a man pay for everything in a relationship? Probably, but that's a rare thing these days just because of circumstance, right? In many dynamics, in many relationships and marriages, both the man and the woman work and bring in money into the household, right? That's how my relationship is right now, how my marriage is right now. Me and my wife work. But I believe that the man should definitely have a goal to be the main provider, the sole provider someday. That should be a part of the vision, right? Even if it can't be that way right now. I mean, that's one of the main parts of my vision for the future, is providing for my wife and paying for everything for her, paying all the bills myself, being the sole provider in my household. Like, I want that more than anything in the world, to be able to give that to her, to do that for her. It's just not able to be that way at this moment, right? And it's a man's nature to be a provider. And if you've been here a while, you've heard me talk about this a lot, but back hundreds or even thousands of years ago, you would have had to hunt and provide just to survive. Like, men are providers. It's in our nature, our innate nature as men, to be the providers for our families and in our relationships. You would have had to hunt, gather, fight off invaders to your village. You understand what I'm saying? And though things are different now, we live in a modern, comfortable setting that's still in us. That warrior spirit, that provider spirit is still within us. So should a man pay for everything in a relationship? He should certainly want to, even if he can't, right? And on the last questions episode, we talked about should men pay for dates, and came to the conclusion that yes, men should pay for dates. He should be the provider in the relationship, right? And he should be showing that he's the provider in the relationship and will be a strong provider in the future and someday. And many women love to work these days. They love their professions. They're pursuing things just like we are. They have dreams to do big things, or they love their jobs. They love the position that they're in. Many of them went to school for many, many years to be in those positions. I just think that in a traditional dynamic where it's a man and a woman together, her working and having a career and pursuing pursuing dreams and stuff like that should be a choice, or at least that should be your goal as a man, to make that just a choice for her. She's not having to do it just to pay the bills, to make the bills, to make it work, right? Just to get by. She should be doing it because she wants to, not because she has to. And again, that's part of my vision for the future. My wife loves being a teacher and she loves working with children, but I want that to be a choice for her, that she can either keep working or not. You understand what I'm saying? So should a man pay for everything in a relationship? Yes. So as it is my goal to be the main provider in my household and to pay for everything, quote unquote, I think that it should be every man's goal to do that someday, to be that someday, to be the main provider, the one who steps forward and does pay for everything. I think that would be an awesome, beautiful thing. I don't know about you, to be a strong protector and provider. And for those of you dating or at the beginning of relationships, for those of you who are just getting to know a woman, the more that you do that, the more that you offer to pay for things, the more that you're paying for things, the more that you're providing, the more that you are showing that you are going to be a provider and a strong provider and protector someday, right? So I would highly encourage you to do that as much as you can. Pay for the dates, offer to pay for things for her. The more that you show her that you're caring for her, that you're providing for her, the more likely she is to stick around, right? Because it's a woman's innate desire for a strong protector. Like I said, in the old days, a long, long time ago, if you weren't a strong protector and provider, she would have died. She needed a man who was going to provide for her and protect her and fight off invaders to the village, right? So if you're dating, if you're in the beginning stages of a relationship, show that you're a provider by offering to pay for things and by paying for things, right? And trust me, dude, that's really going to work out for you. Question two, should a man chase a woman? No. It's usually pretty clear whether she's into you or not. And I can tell you right now that if she's leading you on, she has no intention of being with you ever in the first place. Like I said, it's very evident whether a woman is into you or not, or wants to be with you or not. They're usually pretty unafraid to make it very clear that they're not interested, right? And that might sound like a hard truth, but it's true. For those of you who are being led on by a woman, she has no intention of being with you. And chasing communicates many things to a woman. One, it shows that you're easy to get. And women often don't want a man who is easy to get. They want to try for your attention, even if they say they don't. Trust me. Two, it shows that you have no options, because chasing her isn't perceived by her as you're just enamored with her and want her to be the only one. She's the most wonderful woman in the world to you. Instead, it's received as you being desperate. Three, it communicates that you have no value for yourself, because if you did have value for yourself, you would have gotten fed up with chasing her a long time ago, because you know your value. You know your high value. You're not going to put up with chasing her, right? And four, if you're chasing her, it shows that you're not busy. It shows that you're not busy pursuing your dreams, chasing your dreams, going after something, building a future. And if you aren't busy, you aren't valuable and probably won't be a strong provider someday, like I mentioned before. Remember, busy equals value. It shows your value. You're too busy to be caught up chasing her, and you're way too valuable to be chasing her in the first place. You know your value, you have options, and you know where you're going in life. Busy equals value. And that's just to name a few of the consequences of chasing after a woman. You should know your value. You know that if she's not into you, there are high value women everywhere, and someday you're going to find the right one. Question three, should a man shave his legs? I think you should be yourself, man. Either that's your thing or it's not. I'm going to be honest with you. I give myself an all-over trim from time to time just to make things a bit more comfortable. And I'm a freaking werewolf. And everybody knows that if you keep your hair short when you shift into a wolf, your hair will be shorter as a wolf as well. And it's easier to run. You can run faster. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. I'm not a werewolf, I promise. And if this is a question about what women want, I found in my own experience that women like both, man. It's all about how you present yourself. There's no one or the other. Like, women like hairy guys or women like shaved bald guys. If a guy is cool enough, he can either be as slick as a seal or covered in hair and still be perceived as desirable to a woman. And if it's a comfort thing and you still want some hair on yourself, use a trimmer with a guard on it. It really doesn't have to be one or the other, like hairy or shaved bald. We have the technology of trimmers these days where you can just trim it down if it's a comfort thing. And there are a multitude of things that make men look less manly, but shaving and trimming body hair is not one of them. I promise you that. If you're afraid that that's going to make you be perceived as feminine or something like that, that's not a thing. Question four, should a man put his wife first? This question can mean a few things. And like I said, I got these questions from common Google searches. So I'm just going to address a couple of the possible meanings of this question right now. If we're talking about putting your wife first before your friends and things like that, then absolutely, yes, you should put your wife first. You made a lifelong commitment to love her for the rest of your life. And if you're putting everything before her, like your friends and your lifestyle and things like that, you're doing it wrong, bro. Now, she doesn't let you do anything ever. You're never allowed to hang out with your friends, and she's always accusing you of not putting her first. That could be a problem. But you're not a child anymore, man. Of course course you should put your wife first. If we're asking the question, should you put your wife first before your children? I would say no. There needs to be a balance of love in a family and in a household, and it should be all on the same level. You know what I'm saying? Should you put your wife first before your self-destructive behaviors, your vices, your destructive lifestyle, the things that you hold on from the past before you were married to her? Of course you should put her first. Yes, you should always put your wife first and do everything that you can to be the best possible version of yourself, to give her the life that she deserves. Question 5, should a man submit to a woman? If we're talking about submitting to committing to loving her and leveling up every aspect of your life and putting away your old ways and deciding to be that best possible version of yourself, then yes. If we're talking about submitting to her as your alpha and boss, no. Actually, an episode on marriage and relationship dynamics would be a great episode, I think. Let me know if you want to hear more about that. But submitting to a woman as a man isn't only not biblical, but just doesn't make any sense. So I would say no. Question 6, should a man apologize to a woman? This being a real question on Google is crazy to me. And these questions show up when you just type in should a man. These are the top results on that. So people search this all the time. It's not like one guy was like, should I apologize to a woman? No, this is like people ask this question all the time. Oh, y'all are lost. Should a man apologize to a woman? Well, was the man a asshole? Did he do something to hurt her? Yes, of course he should apologize. Not having the ability to admit when you were wrong is weakness. It's also pride in the negative sense. People who say that it's weakness to say that you're sorry are unintelligent, straight up. Not having the ability to say sorry when you were wrong or when you hurt someone is called being an asshole. We should be doing everything that we can to nurture and take care of our women. And if we did something to hurt them, we should definitely apologize, dude. And not just by saying sorry, but really genuinely apologizing to her. And if you don't, you're wrong. Unbelievable. Question 7, should a man date a woman with a child? Listen, man, I know this can be really scary for a lot of you, but let me pitch it to you this way. There are beautiful, amazing women in this world who are single mothers because one, they weren't taken care of like they should have been, or two, they lost their other half in a more tragic way. And in both of these cases, they need a strong man who will protect them, provide for them, and give them the life that they deserve. If she is a good woman, a beautiful woman who will take care of you like you also deserve to be taken care of, if you really like her, if you feel that she could be the one, and the only reservation that you have about being with her is that she has a kid or even kids, step up to the plate, dude. You know that you're strong enough to handle it and take care of her. Take the opportunity to be an honorable man. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength to do that. And if you're someone who 100% does not like being around children, like you can't stand kids, then the answer is probably no, don't do that. Because the kid is the one who's going to have to deal with the consequences of that. And that's not fair, right? But there are so many women out there who are good, high value, beautiful women who have a kid or two. It's just a reality. And they need a strong, honorable man in their life who will provide a future to them and their kids, a future of abundance, a protector and a provider. And if it does work out with her, you need to know that you need to treat that kid and love them like they are your own child. You need to know that ahead of time because they don't need a whole stepdad, right? Just to be honest, I mean, really consider that. And now the question of questions, question 8, and the title of this episode. If you have kids around, if you have little ones around, this is probably a time to send them away or save the rest of this episode for later. Or if you're one of my family members, you can get out of here as well. Should a man have to ask for sex? Well, I feel weird even saying that, guys, but this is a real question on Google that many people apparently have. I'm assuming that this question is mainly from men in marriages and really long relationships who live with their other half, right? I'm just assuming that, so that's how I'm going to answer the question. Because anything outside of that, yeah, absolutely, you should have to ask for sex. That's called consent, right? You have to have consent. So I'm not even going to address that side of it, if that's what the question is, I don't know. But when it comes to marriage and things like that, the question, should a man have to ask for sex? I know that it's very common for couples to lose their intimacy when they've been together for a long time. I know that that's a very common thing, so when I'm very blunt here in my answers, I'm not trying to attack you personally if you're one of the people trying to level up their relationship, level up their marriage, and make things better, right? I'm not coming after you, but I'm going to be really blunt and honest here with you. It's not abnormal or uncommon at all for the intimacy to kind of fizzle out, right? But there's some important things to address here when it comes to this. Sexuality with your wife should just come naturally, and if it's not, then there's a problem. The question, should a man have to ask for sex, implies that he's having to ask. You understand what I'm saying? And that can only mean one thing, the woman doesn't want to, right? And getting to the root cause of that could fix this entire dilemma. And for those of you who think I have no idea what I'm talking about, guess what? I'm a married man, and guess what else? Not a day goes by that I don't do that. Not trying to be gross, I'm just trying to be honest with you. Guess what else? I'm not the one who initiates that like 8 times out of 10, she is. So be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, why isn't she turned on by me anymore? And then fix that. Don't make excuses for yourself or point fingers at her. And she might have her own issues to deal with. But first, man, you gotta work on yourself. It starts with you. When you have intimate time with her, does she leave pleased and satisfied? Be honest with yourself about that. Are you just drifting in your life, being a lazy slob, giving her nothing to be turned on by? Are you not following your calling and your purpose? Are you not being a strong protector and provider? Are you the same man that she married? Think about that. The guy that she married, the guy that she chose to marry and make a lifelong commitment to, who you are right now, are you that same guy? Are you that same person? Do you talk to her the same? Do you present yourself the same? Are you still that awesome, dreamy, handsome guy that she wanted to spend the rest of her life with? And if you were her, would you want to be intimate with you? Simple answer, yes, of course you should have to ask. But if you're doing it right, I mean, especially if you're married, like it should just be like happening, you know what I'm saying? You're cuddling up, you're getting a little frisky. It just goes in that direction. It's a natural thing. And if you are your fully optimized, super awesome self, and you're doing everything that you can to be super awesome for her, dude, she'll be asking you. And I'm not one to sugarcoat things and tell you that it's all her fault, that she should love you and want you and desire you no matter what. You're this little perfect angel, right? Even if you're a slob, even if you're lacking in every aspect of your life, I'm not going to tell you that. I want better for you than that. It wouldn't be love for you if I told you that it's all her fault. It's all the evil women's fault. It's not your fault at all, right? That wouldn't be love. I want better for you than that. Repair yourself. Level up every aspect of your life. It starts with you. And repair your marriage. If you have marriage issues, repair every aspect of your marriage before you even consider intimacy again. Make it better, dude. Make yourself better. And if you do that, the intimacy will come naturally. Trust me. In the meantime, if it's a little rocky right now, you probably still should ask, or at least ease into it slowly. You know what I'm saying? Because one of the worst feelings ever is when you have an idea to go and get intimate and it turns into an argument. Nobody likes that. I know that that's a real thing too. I'm not here telling you that it's easy. It's going to take some work. That's the truth. But man, level up every aspect of your life. Don't stop. You're awesome. Where you're going is greater than you can even imagine. The things that you're going to accomplish in this life that you can't even see yet, I want you to keep going. Keep pressing forward. Don't give up. I want you to keep going. Keep pushing forward. Pursue your purpose. Pursue your calling. Pursue health in every aspect of your life, mind, body, and spirit. Go out there and get after it. Do not quit for anything. I love you. I'm proud of you. And you're going to do great things in this life, dude. I really, truly believe that. And that's what I got for you guys today. If you like this episode, if you got something out of this episode, it was super awesome to talk to you today. So subscribe to this content. Stick around. Lots of episodes on the way. Lots of episodes already made. So if you're new here and you really liked this one, tons of content on there. We're here every week. New episode every week, dude. If you want to support this podcast to help us keep making it, there's a link down in the description of this podcast episode called Buy Me a Coffee, where you can donate money towards this podcast. On there, it's presented that you're buying me coffees, but really that money goes towards making this podcast so we can keep getting this awesome information out to dudes all over the world. So again, thank you guys so much for being here, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.